Rara Serenity class, Karthik 2023. We're continuing discussing verse 138. And we read the verse and word meaning yesterday. We'll read the translation again. It describes a sadhaka, or it can be in sadhaka rup or siddha rup. It can be in at the level of praying, meditating on lila and siddha rup, or it can be in the spiritual world itself, or it can be as a sadhaka. Because it's about the mandri is searching for the kunja of Radharani, the Kali Bhavan. Kali Bhavan means the play cottage. So she can be searching in Nitya Lila, searching in meditative Lila in the mind, like this. So he's saying, or she's saying, when will I search for Priyeshwari Radharani's play cottage in the new forest of sweet Vrindavan? Mother of Vrindavan, sweet, very sweet Vrindavan. That Vrindavan bestows, Vrindavan is such a place that it gives, it distributes, it bestows ecstatic, sweet ecstatic ras. So he's asking, when will I find that ras in that kunja? When will the stream of honey wine, which flows from Radhika's lotus feet, intoxicate my bee-like mind? Because bees eat, drink honey, and they get drunk on too much honey. They can't even fly. They come in a flower, they drink so much nectar. And if it's good nectar, they drink so much, they can't even take off. And the flower closes at sunset, and the bee is trapped inside, sleeping in the flower. Okay, not bad. Flower bed. Bee has his own flower bed. Then when sunrise comes, opens up, he comes home, his wife is angry with him, thinks he went with another bee last night. He said, I was trapped in the flower. She said, yeah, right, yeah. Good excuse. I couldn't make it home because I was trapped in a traffic jam. So he was trapped in a flower, couldn't get out till sunrise. So he has a problem on his hand, but that's what happened. So he's saying, my mind is like a bee and wants to drink the honey wine, which intoxicates one, coming from Radharani's feet. So in the commentary, Anathas Bhavaji brings up a point. He says, the sadhaka's mind is absorbed in the rust of Radharani's wonderful, sweet form, qualities, pastimes, and compassion. So a question can be asked, who is a better thief? Who is a better thief of the mind? Krishna's a better thief? Radharani is a better thief. Because Krishna is famous for thieving. Radharani is not so famous for being a robber, dacoit, thief. We don't have any record of Makanchori Kishori. We have Makanchori Gopal, but not Makanchori Gopali. But Makanchori, from the earliest time he could move, he moved to steal. Like some people say, he was born to sing, she was born to dance. It's a way of glorifying someone. In other words, as soon as they came out of the womb, they started dancing. Maybe Yashasvini was like that, I don't know. She danced around the maternity room. So, born to dance. So Krishna was born to steal. Vallabhacharya, the founder of the Vallabha Sampradaya, he wrote an entire asticum. It's in the Gaudiya Mass songbook. Entire asticum called Trunga Asticum. Eight prayers to the thief. He steals yogurt, he steals sari, he steals wives, he steals hearts. He steals, take everything. He takes everything. You're married, he takes your wife, takes your kids, takes your house. You're left with nothing but the Maha Mantra. Not bad. Good trade. You give up rhinestones and get Chintamani gems. Now it's Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddha Nityamukta Binatana Namanamana. Holy name is a Chintamani. Fulfills all your thinking, all your desires, all your aspirations. Chintamani, a jewel that fulfills fulfills all your thoughts. So he's saying, so what's the answer? Who's a better thief? Radha or Krishna? Let's find out. Vilva Mangala gives us an idea of the answer. He says, using a metaphor here of travelers on a road. Travelers on a road compared to what is the road that the travelers are on? It's not a motorway, it's not a freeway, it's not a highway. It's called Bhakti Marg. Bhakti Marg is the road of devotion. The road leading to the kingdom of love. The destination on this road, when you're going down this road, you'll see signboards. You'll see signboards. An alternate distant, how many kilometers to reach love? And said, you're now in the village of Anartha Nivritti. You have a few more villages to pass through. Had to go through Anartha Nivritti, and after some lifetimes you see a sign, welcome to Nishtha. And you stay there for a while and say, thank you for visiting the town of Nishtha. And they welcome to the town of Ruchi. Welcome to the humble township of Ruchi. Hope you enjoy your stay here. You stay there for a few lifetimes, and then they set up signs that says, thank you for visiting Ruchi, bye, see you, come again, please. And it says, welcome to Sakti. So this is a road, it's called Bhakti Marg. So Bhilva Mangala Thakur is talking to these travelers. Travelers on the Bhakti Marg. He says, Ma Panta Panta Pati Bhima Nat Ratai. Oh, traveler, don't travel fast over that road. There's a robber standing there, a thief, a chor, with a complexion dark blue like a tall tree trunk. And his hands are on his hips, and he steals the minds of all anyone traveling on that road. Anyone traveling on the Bhakti Highway, Highway of Devotion, Bhakti Marg, there's a black thief going to rob you. Manasura is going to steal your mind. But that's Krishna's choring. Thieving. Chura bazaar. But Radharani steals even the mind of the thief. So the guy robs a bank, he gets in his car and drives down the street, you pull up to the traffic light. Thank you. You pull up to the traffic light next to the thief's car, you pull a gun and say, give me your money. Wait, I'm a thief. Now you're getting robbed. Give me all the money you robbed from the bank. So a thief robbing from a thief. So Radharani is a thief. A chori robbing the chore. So obviously she's a bigger thief. Krishna steals everyone's mind, but he doesn't steal Radharani's mind. Radharani steals his mind. Radharani ki jai. Jai jai Shri Radhe. Radha steals even the mind of this great thief, Krishna. How does she do it? With her beautiful form and qualities. Even though Shyam is transcendental bliss personified, Ananda Sarup, he becomes mad when he simply sees Radharani one time. That's pretty powerful darshan. So that's the answer to the question, who's the bigger thief? What's it? Radharani. Basically the question, this is the Viratarup Chatur Gita. Krishna's big this, Krishna's among beasts and the lion, among stars on the moon, among bodies of water on the ocean, and all these kind of things. But whatever Krishna is, Radharani is more. However big Krishna is, Radharani is bigger. However powerful Krishna is, Radharani is more powerful. That's the basic idea. So now, the point is made up, how to understand Vrindavan. So the author laments, lamenting in this verse 138 of Rarasuniti. Alas, when will I search for Radharani in the ever-sweet blissful Vrindavan, in the Kunjas, in the ever-so-sweet blissful Vrindavan? How does somebody fly? You turn on the fan. 3, 4, 5. It's like it's disturbing. Like, you think there's 1,000 flies. It is the wrong button, wrong control. Oh, this one, I'm looking at that one. I don't care about that one, but it's your call. I don't see any flies over there. Because you're in the dark, I'm in the light. The flies go to the light. I'm in the light. You guys are in the dark. Tavasi Bhav Jyotir Gama. Tavasi Bhav Jyotir Gama. Gama means come, go. Go to the light. So the flies are smart. But they should be tamasic flies and go there. If I sit there and you sit here, all the flies will come on you. That's my mercy. You have to help me by fanning the flies. Thank you. So he's saying, when I'm searching, where am I searching, Radharani? I'm searching, Radharani, in the mother Ananda Vrindavan. Mother Ananda Rasade Vrindavan. Vrindavan, the forest Vrindavan, is sweeter than the sweet and full of blissful ras. They can't help but be. If you stay in Vrindavan long enough, you're bound to get ripe. You come as a green mango, but you stay long enough, you'll become orange and yellow and sweet juice inside. You become very sweet and very tasty. Everyone has the experience. Every lady and gentleman stays here for some time. It's a gradual ripening process, which is the mercy of Vrindavan Dhan. So, Ananda says, the author, Saraswati Pad, is an object of Vrindavan's great mercy. That means Vrindavan itself. Forget about the sadhus and the Thakurjis. There's so many powerful Thakurjis. Radharaman, Radhavalva, Makabihari, old Thakurjis. When I was living in Radhadamodar, I calculated, because in those days Radhadamodar was not very opulent. It was very simple, didn't have much opulence. It's kind of had tons of opulence and still does, which is glories of ISKCON. But it was very plain there. It had old tattered curtain and funky doors. It was really a pitiable condition in 1989 through 92. Up until the year 2000, 2005, then many people got involved giving donations, building new entrance gate, building new altars. Everything became new. Everything was like crores of rupees were spent around Dhamma development. So it was very not a very nice situation there. There was a little severe lack of money, somehow or other. And simple, very few outfits, and now it's like a show-stopping temple. It's amazing. I forgot the point I wanted to make. But, the mercy of Vrindavan. So I remember the Mahant there, Pancha Gosai, he's gone to Goloka. But Pancha Gosai used to come in my room asking for donations to do different sevas. Build a Tulsi house and behind the temple, which is still there. It became an eggplant garden. He said he wanted to build a Tulsi house. He put a few Tulsis, because Bengalis like eggplants too much. So he planted eggplants and green peppers and stuff there. Okay, you know, but there was one Tulsi also. But the beak was like maybe like 5 meters, but it was big, like a little house, cage, you know, metal. So he did different sevas. So he told me his plans. If I ever get money, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. He had many plans. He was a very creative, innovative person. And I remember going to visit him about 5 years ago before he left the world. I said, Pancha, all the plans that you told me 20 years ago, they all have come true. Everything he said, I want to have a grill. I tired of these monkeys. I want to cover the whole brick-and-mortar with a grill, keep the monkeys out. He had to make a bigger door, exit and entrance to the courtyard from the Samadhi area. Many things. Everything he's done. Man proposes, Dhammadhara disposes. Because in that temple, the mantra that temple owners, Jai Dhammadhara. Jai Dhammadhara. Joy Dhammadhara. Joy Dhammadhara. J-O-Y. Joy. Joy. It's J-I or J-A-Y. Joy. Joy. Joy Dhammadhara. And that's a fact. All glories to Dhammadhara. He did miracles there. It was really amazing. So Vrindavan, this is the mercy of Vrindavan, anything's possible. So, what Anantas is saying, that the author is a clear example of the great mercy from Vrindavan. You can understand how Prabhupada Saraswati has been so blessed by Vrindavan by reading his monumental book called Vrindavan Mahimamrita. This book became manifest simply by the grace of Vrindavan Dham. How many devotees have read this book, Vrindavan Mahimamrita? You should read it, it's very important, cover to cover. It's full of leelas and full of bhava. There's so many great things. I give classes on also. Yeah. It's very good, amazing book. It's a very common book that's given classes on by all the Vrindavan Goswamis and Vrindavan Sadhus. They often give classes on Bhakta Mal and Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Because we have in common all the different Sadhus, all the different Vaishnavas, everyone living in Vrindavan has commonality. We all have Vrindavan Vas. We're all living in the holy Dham, Sri Dham Vrindavan. So a book that glorifies your home is very important. I hear from Moscow, and there's a book about Moscow. You'll be the first one to buy it.
I guess.
Maybe not. But yeah, you know, that's their pride, because it's the holy Dham. A book about Vrindavan means a book about Radha and Krishna. So he quotes a verse from Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Mahamadura Gomaka Juma Lata Mahamaduri Durina Dharanitalam Sumadurali Pete Sanrigam Mahamadurata Dhirodhara Sarasarid Budharam Mahamadura Bhavanam Madura Meva Vrindavanam. So a lot of madura there, a lot of sweetness. This is from the fifth chapter. It's called Satak. The chapter is called Satak, Satak, number 5, verse 34. Long, long, poetic, sweet verse. Mahamadurata Duradura Sarasara Vridharam. Sri Vrindavan is a place, a realm, a divine realm that gives very sweet love. It shines like sweetness itself. And Vrindavan is very sweet. It's filled with sweet bushes and trees. Has sweet vines that crawl along the ground. There are sweet bees and birds and deer and lakes and rivers and hills. Everything there in Vrindavan is made of the essence of sweetness. So, now Anadas makes a point: how to see Vrindavan with a proper vision. And Anadas is feeling sad, so he writes that why he's feeling sad. He says, how sad it is that some people visit Vrindavan, but they fail to recognize the transcendental sweetness of Vrindavan. When many materialistically inclined, maybe pious religious people, even Krishna Bhaktas of sorts, or some kind of Vaishnav, they visit here on Yatra, or they come for a wedding or some function, stay for a few days, they don't see the sweetness. What they'll see is all the water in this Vrindavan tastes like salt, and all the trees are bauble trees, thorn trees, and all the Vrijvasis there, they speak very bad language. All the Vrijvasis speak what's called Gali Bhasha. They speak Gali Bhasha and they speak very crude language. The tonal quality of Vrijvasi, most people, excluding some high class Brahmins, etc., most people speak very rough. Very rough type talk. When you go to Delhi, other parts of India, with other Indians speaking the same language, Hindi, it's very sweet, very soothing to the ears. And the water in Friends Colony, you open the tap, you can drink the tap water. It's so clean. It's not full of minerals and hard water, or called Karapani. The pani here, you don't have a bifiltered pani, you can't drink it. You'll die. Like they have a meter to measure the purity of water, it's called TDS. Total dissolved solids. So the WHO highest permissible drinkable water is 200 TDS. When you buy Bisleri water in a bottle, if I have a meter, it checks this out. Bisleri bottle is always 80. It's 80, so it's not bad. Aquafina, when Aquafina was available, it was 10. It was much lighter tasting water than Bisleri, Aquafina by Pepsi. But if you take the hand pump, you take a boring, I have a boring here, take a hand pump and pump that water and check it out, the TDS is 2,500. That's the same everywhere around here. That means arsenic, lead, all kinds of heavy metals. So people are drinking that. You know, if you put a fluorescent light bulb by somebody's body, their body will light up because they have so much isotopes of different radioactive minerals in her body, you know. You put your finger in a light bulb and light up, you know. So it's free. So that's what people see. They'll miss the sweetness. Say, oh, they have old bobble trees here. In my, I live in Friends Colony. We have Kodama trees, we have Velocity trees, we have Ben, we have Neem tree, all beautiful trees. There's all bobble, everywhere are thorn trees. Which is true. So the sadhus who live here say this is the covering of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya has put a covering on Vrindavan, a Maya covering to keep out the non-devotees. Devotees will accept Vrindavan, worship Vrindavan, live in Vrindavan as much as they can, regardless of how it is, because they're experiencing not the trees, not the water, not the people, they're experiencing the mother of Tara. The divine, incredibly satisfying, fulfilling, mystical, magical, captivating, enchanting sweetness of Vrindavan, each and every individual in their own way. So I've been seeing this guy come to Vrindavan for 25 years. He's not stupid, he's an intelligent man, educated, he has money, but he spends the money to come here and spend some quality time every year, or twice a year sometimes. So he's got captivated. He got enchanted by that sweetness, not by the thorn trees, not by the salty water. It doesn't matter, that's not the essence. What's the essence about a human being? Is it their body or their beauty? Beauty of their body or beauty of their heart? Beauty of the heart is the essential, attractive, magnetic quality. The beauty of the heart shines through the ugly, ugliest body becomes beautiful. If inside an ugly body, there's a beautiful heart. I was just visited, I got a wedding invitation. I'm going, actually. Now, I've never been to a wedding. I get a thousand of these things. Wedding invitation to a lady. And physically, you might think she's not very pretty. But she's getting married, so somebody thinks she's pretty. And but she has a very big heart and very nice. I know the person. She's one of my students for about 15 years. And I asked my Ananga, my god sister, who was preaching in Delhi. I said, is she ready for initiation? She comes visit me every so often. She's been around for 20 years. Like one of those Sunday feast guests, you know, Soho Beach. Guy's coming for 49 years to Soho Beach every Sunday feast. Knows every sannyasi. Everything about ISKCON, but surrendering? Following four regular principles? Later, man. Krishna's good, but not that good. I mean, I can't sacrifice that much. So she, of course, not like that. But I asked her, I said, is she ready for initiation? She said, not yet. Because she has a way of telling that kind of stuff. So I said, okay, whatever. That's with her. And Krishna. So you should see that there's nothing material or mundane or in Vrindavan. Everything here is transcendental, and by Vrindavan's mercy and grace, a neophyte bhakta will gradually be able to see that with his or her own eyes. Then when one sees Vrindavan in that sweet, original, transcendental form, then the devotee can begin a blissful life of spontaneous devotion, rag, bhakti. This is a realized statement of Anantadas Babaji. So I ask a question, everyone, now. Why do you live in Vrindavan? Do you live in Vrindavan to find peace or to go mad? Or find, look for peace but end up going mad? Three options. Do you live in Vrindavan to be peaceful? Do you live in Vrindavan intentionally and purposely to go mad, or do you go mad after trying to be peaceful? That third option is most popular. Third option. And not just does it provide that, but I'm providing that one. You live or die to be peaceful, but it doesn't turn out that way. They're going, I'm mad. I give up. Hey, Roddy. So the author says, when I search for my Ishri Rarani, my Priyeshri, in the sweet play kunjas of ever so sweet Vrindavan, when will I do that? The words there, kada, kada, kabe and kada means when. For this, the Raghunuga Bhakti comes to Vrindavan. Raghunuga Bhakti doesn't live in Vrindavan to get peace, but he comes to search for the sweet kunjas of Radharani in Vrindavan. But Raghunuga Bhakti comes to live in Vrindavan for a purpose of not peace, but becoming mad. What kind of madness? Mad with ecstatic passion and love, Raghunuga Bhakti. And he cries out, or she cries out, I'm living here, I'm moving all around your little stallies. I'm always visiting your little stallies. Where are you? I'm living in Radhakund. You're here for 6 hours a day. You're here 6 hours a day. I'm here for 20 hours a day. You're here, I'm here, but I don't see you. She says, I see you. Well, that's good. I guess that's why I'm surviving, because you're looking at me. If you're not looking at me, I won't survive. Where are you, Radharani? All right, where is your Vilas Kunj? This is Vrindavan. Look at your beautiful Radhakund. This is your sweet playground. Your pastimes are eternally going on here. Even right now, you're enjoying here with your Pranad Sham. Alas, but my eyes are blinded by
Maya.
Don't wake her up. If you call her name, she may wake up. It says, there's a phrase, you shouldn't wake a sleeping lion. So Maya rides on a lion. Maya's name is Durga. She rides a lion. So when Durga is sleeping, her lion is also sleeping. So don't wake up the lion. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. But my eyes are blinded by Maya, thus I cannot see your sweet pastime, Radharani. The Goswamis are in the same mood of madness when they lived in Vrindavan. Hey Braje, hey Radhe, Braje Devi Ke Chalalite, hey Nanda Sunakutaha, Shri Govardhan, Kama Parapatale, Kalindi Vanya Kuta, Goshanta Viti Sarvata Vrajapare, Kedar Mahavivalo, Vande Rupa Sanatana Ruga Yago, Shri Jiva Gopalako. Srinivasacharya says, I offer my obeisances to the six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, Raghunath, Raghunath Bhatta, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta, who are anxiously crying and wandering all over Braj, crying, O Radhe, O Braja Devi, O Lalita, O Nandanandanan, where are you? Are you standing under a desire tree near Goron Hill? Are you in a forest on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you? Mahavival. Mahavival means greatly agitated, greatly disturbed. The six Goswamis are our teachers, are our teachers of Mundri Bhav Sadhana. Raghunuga Bhaktas should develop a similar mood, similar anxious feelings of ecstatic love. So the summary of what he's saying here, what he's been discussing, because this discussion was how to live in Vrindavan, how to go mad in Vrindavan. This means going mad. Mahavival. Mahavivalo. Gopalako Kuta Kuta. Develop anxious feelings. So doing bhajan in Vrindavan means feeling anxious, no peace. We're singing in anxiety. Where is Radharani? This is Radhakun. Radharani plays here every day with Shyam. But I'm so unfortunate that I'm living here too, but I can't see Radharani. Hey Radhe, hey Kanu, where are you? I read the verse again. Amazing verse 138. A lot of interesting topics based around the subject of the verse. The verse that talks about Vrindavan, the verse talks about searching for Radharani's Kunja in Vrindavan and praying for a stream of mercy of love to intoxicate the bee of his mind. I'll read another translation of this verse. Kada, when? When in Vrindavan, the bestower of sweeter than sweet, blissful mellows. In Vrindavan, when will I explore the fresh flowering kunjas, the sporting bower houses, Kele Bhavan, of my beloved mistress, my Ishri, Priyeshri Radharani? And when, in the flowing ways, in the flowing waves of honey wine, flowing from Radha's lotus feet, will my extremely restless be like mine, become wildly intoxicated in sheer madness? Very visual translation, very rich. Colorful type of translation. Are you taking antibiotics? You're just fooling around with homeopathic junk. You definitely take antibiotics. Every time you take antibiotics, you have to take probiotic also. Sporolac. Sporolac you get in the drugstore. Sporolac tablets, take two. I say I have a BS in alphabetic. I can play doctor, you know. Because they kill all the good bacteria in your gut and then you have to build them up. So you take a morning and noon, evening, that antibiotic and take the other thing. So now we'll do, I take some water. Thank you. This is good. Hot water. It's good now, not in June. Everything's relative. Kala Desha and Patra. Same Patra during Kala, same days during Kala time. Same drinker, same place, but now hot water. Summer, no. Everything's hot. You have to hear the water is already hot. Water is hotter than your body. Body's 37, the water's 40, 42. You don't have to make tea, you just put your cup up, put tea back in, and it makes tea automatically. The air's so hot. The Zora Sinidhi, text 139, Sardula Vikrita Chandas, Six Goswamis. Radha Keli Nikunja Vitushutran, Radha Bidam Uttaran, Radhaya Anarupamiva Paramam, Dharmam Rasenacharam Radhayas Charanambujam Paricharan Nano Pachara Muda Kari Sham Stuti Shekaro Paricharan Ascharya Charyan Charan. He's now explaining how he means the sadhaka, Raghunatha Bhakta sadhaka, who is in love with Radharani and worshiping Radharani. What does he think about all the Vedas? He says, I'm in a different, I'm dancing to the tune of a different drummer. The Vedas are sending out a particular beat, particular ideas and conceptions, but I'm walking over the crown of the Vedas because I'm busy. I'm not going to walk on the path of Veda Dharma, Veda Mark, but I'm walking on footpaths of the kunjas of Vrindavan. I'm busy loudly chanting Radharani's name. I have time to do puja and worship and all these other things. I've been captivated by the Rajani Kunjas and by the name of Radharani. That's what this verse is talking about. Translation. When will I walk over the crown of the Vedas, I'll be behaving in a very amazing way while wandering over the pathways of Radharani's play bowers, Kunjavan, loudly singing Radharani's name, and by this I'm performing the highest duty with a great taste, and blissfully serving Radharani's lotus feet with different upachar, different paraphernalia, non-upachar. I'm serving muda achar, upachar. Muda means happily, blissfully serving Radharani. Paricharya Seva. Parichara means worshipping Charanambuja. Radha Charanambuja, Paricharya. Now we say the Prasanga Seva, Guru Seva, Prasanga Guru Seva, and Paricharya Guru Seva. So this is personal service to Radharani, is called Parichara. Massaging her feet, brushing her, washing her clothes, painting her feet, making her flower bed, all this stuff. So word for word, Radha Kiri Nikunj. That sounds good. Has a nice ring to it. Radha Kiri Nikunj. Nikunja means a very confidential place in the forest where Radha Krishna play. And Nikunj means it's very secret and hidden. Only people enter that Nikunj are Ram Krishna and one or two mantris. No Sakis go there, and no anybody else goes there. There's they have different categories. Once I gave a talk on that Sunday, GSS. There's Kunjas. Thank you. I made a mistake. There's three types of Kunjas. There's Kunj, there's Nikunj, and the Brittany Kunj. The Brittany means servant, people. There's no servants there. In the Brittany Kunj, it's only Radha and Krishna. And this is what's described, what's a feature of Sakhi Sampradaya called Vrindavan. Nimbark Sampradaya. There's Sakhi Sampradaya. They worship Radha Krishna and Sakhi Bhav. They have Nishini Kunjalila, but it's Nishini Brittany Kunjalila. The Brittany Kunja. There's Kunja and Nikunj and the Brittany Kunj. So in Nikunj, it's also very confidential, but some Sakhis can enter there, Parma Prasa Sakhis, and of course Mantris and Radha Krishna. And Kunja, Madhav Mangal can come there, Subal can come there, even cowboys, there are pre-enormous Sakhis, they can enter the Kunja. So that's the Acharyas explain these. Different degrees of intimacy, privacy, and exclusivity. Members only. Kunja's general people in Madhurati, but the more select group as the Kunja gets more private and confidential. And also, Kunjas are near the banks of the Yamuna. Jairada Madhava Kunja Bihari. Yamuna Tata. Yamuna Tira Valachari. Yamuna Tira Tira means bank. On the banks of Yamuna are these Kunjas. So in those Kunjas, Radha Krishna there, Subal, Madhavanga, different people. But they go deeper in the forest, you get Nikunj, they go very deep in the forest. There's no light of any sort, no moonlight, anything goes there. That's the Brittany Kunj. It's like a cave on the land. You go in on a cave under the ground, everything's dark and confidential. So the Kunjas are so dark and confidential, it's like a cave on the surface of the land, not under the ground. There's the Brittany Kunj. You see? You been in your house as well? So we're word for word so. Radhakivani Kunja, VT means pathway, charan moving and busy Radhanam Ucharan. Ucharan means there's three types of chanting Java. What are the three types? There's two types of chanting Java. There's three types of chanting Krishna's holy name. Two apply to Java and one apply to Kirtan. So three ways of chanting Krishna's name are how? Kirtan, which is not Java, and two types of Java. Kirtan means the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's Kirtan, not Chava. Chava means whispering, so only you can hear. That's called Upamshu means whispering. You can hear, maybe somebody sitting on your lap can hear. Hopefully it's your wife. Or your baby. And then there's Manasik Java, which means silent. Nobody can hear. You can't hear either. But Krishna hears in the heart. Anahata Shabda. Vibration in the heart. Anahata Chakra, Anahata Shabda. Sound in the heart. The Mahamantras vibrate in the heart. The Manasik Java. So he's saying, I'm chanting this Ucharan, Uchaisik. Ucharan means kirtan, actually. It means loudly chanting, Rani's name. I'm wandering around Gauranga saying, Rani, 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 Rani. And then he says, I'm pronouncing, chanting Rani's name, Anarupam Paramam Dharma. This is the Supreme Dharma. I have it, Rasina Acharan. Because I'm tasting the Supreme Dharma around his name, I'm behaving Acharan, Radhi Acharan, which I'm worshiping around his feet. Upachara, because the Vedas and Upanishads and Puranas, they talk about Upachara, types of puja. Pancha Upachara, Sodasha Upachara, Ek Upachara. Upachara means method, objects of offering and puja. There's offering five objects, offering 16, offering one. So he said, I'm doing Upachara, Nana Upachara, I'm doing varieties of worship around his feet. I'm painting her toenails, I'm putting ankle bells on it. I'm bathing her feet, I'm massaging her feet, I'm painting about, lacking about her feet. It's all Raj Charambhujam, Paricharya, Nanubhachara. So my worship, my puja, my 16 items of puja, all on focus on Rani's feet. I'm doing Sringar, I'm doing Abhishek of Rani's feet. I'm doing Sringar around his feet with nail polish and toe rings and anklets and ankle bells. And I'm doing arti around his feet. So this is my object of worship. That's what the Sanskrit is saying. Kari samstuti sekopari. And I step over the crown, Shekhar, the crown of the Shrutis. This is my behavior. So let's look at the commentary and see what it says. This is the mood of wandering in Braj. So we're going to wander in Braj in the future on yatras. So we'll have to have this mood and prayer. The sadhaka humbly prays, when will the blessed day come when I can walk over the pathways of Radhika's Kali Kunjas while clearly experiencing the pastimes Rani plays there with her Pramabhava Sham. At that time, having that experience of Rani Krishna's mother Leela, I will get thrill bumps of ecstasy on my skin as I meditate on these sweet pastimes. As a result, everything will become clearly visible to my eyes. So it starts as dhyanam. Close that door. Thank you. It starts as dhyanam, meditating on Radha Krishna's Leela and doing manasi seva in the mind. And dhyanam becomes concentrated and steady, unbroken, becomes Dhruvana Smriti. And Dhruvana Smriti progresses to the platform of samadhi. And that's, so in the beginning, you're meditating on sweet pastimes. As a result of this meditation, another thing, as a result of Lila Dhyanam, I'll have Lila Sporti. Sporti is Sporti in Sakshat Darshan. When I meditate on these sweet pastimes, as my meditation progresses, result of this meditation, everything will become clearly visible to my eyes. Clearly visible to my eyes, in Sakshat Darshan, directly seeing with my eyes. There's one way of seeing is seeing with the eyes of the mind, the mind's eye. That's called meditation, dhyana. But the ultimate way of seeing is with these eyes. Krishna gives you divya chakshus, gives you divine eyes to see transcendental energy. What is apricot, which is invisible to material eyes, becomes visible to spiritual eyes. How you get the spiritual eyes? Spiritual eyes are given by Krishna. When he feels like it. Nam, there's a verse, Nam Pravachanena Labhya. Our future. Vaja Parivara Kijai. So our in-house pundit duo, Jai Vijay, no. Jagai Bhai. He has quoted the correct verse, which says when Krishna's Yajitsya means his free will, when he wants to give his darshan, he will. His own sweet will, his own sweet time. So we have to position ourselves in such a way that we'll get darshan of Krishna when you decide to open our eyes. Once Duryodhana and Arjuna went to Dwarka to have darshan of Krishna. Why they go there? Because they're going to fight a civil war. So Duryodhana got there first to Dwarka, and Duryodhana entered the bedroom where Krishna was sleeping. Dwarkadish was sleeping. Duryodhana entered and he went and sat, took a chair right near Krishna's head. When you wake up, his idea, his thinking was, when Krishna wakes up, he's going to turn his head to get out of bed. He'll see me sitting in a chair. Oh, you're here, what do you want? So Arjuna came later, so he deliberately, even if he came first, he sat at the feet of Krishna. Arjuna is a devotee, he sat at the feet of Krishna. They were both going to Krishna for the same purpose. They both had a race to get to Dwarka. Duryodhana got there first. Why they went there? They went there to beg Krishna's help in the war. They wanted to get his army. He had a very powerful army. They wanted to increase their forces by getting Krishna's army to join their army to beat out the Pandavas or beat out the Kauravas, either one. So Arjuna was at the feet. So when Krishna woke up, his habit is to look at his feet. When Krishna wakes up, he looks, he goes like this, look, I'm there. Figure it out. So he looks and sees, Arjuna, you came. No, my Prabhu, oh Prabhu, actually we had a contest, whoever got here first, they asked you first. So Duryodhana, my cousin brother, he came here first. He's sitting next to you. Oh. Duryodhana. Namaste. What do you say? Namaste. So what's the matter? So then he said. And so he said, I want your army. And so Krishna said, let me think about it. He said, Arjuna, what do you want? He said, I want you. So Krishna said, okay, that settles it. You take the army, I'll go with Arjuna. So Sanjay didn't think this was a good idea. At the end of Bhagavad Gita he says, Dhruva de Trimatyama, 18th chapter, verse 78. Sanjay, who spoke the Gita to Duryodhana, said, in my opinion, Duryodhana, the enemy party has Krishna and Arjuna. Wherever this combination is together, the great yogi and the great archer Arjuna, No one can defeat them. So you don't have much luck winning this war. That's the personal secretary. The prime minister's personal secretary said, listen, boss, you're going to lose the war. What are you talking about? You're fired. So that's the story of Hindu Sri Krishna. So that's what Nathan is saying. That the Raksarikas, they're wandering here trying to see Krishna. Okay. When everything will be visible to my eyes. Oh, I want to bring the book. Okay, good. Save my time back. I want to bring one book for reverence. I know that you're bringing this book, but I forgot the book. So, fortunately, Krishna, the time factor, is favoring me. So tomorrow I'll read the book and finish the commentary on verse 138, I think it is. 139 or... Rarasunidhi ki jai, Purana Saraswati ki jai, Shripadananda Swaraji Maharaj ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.